Blog Talk Radio.
Brought to you by P4P Muscle Productions and Entertainment, the number one drug-free athlete sponsorship foundation in the world. Following under the teachings, don't trust me, trust my hustle. The ringleader of this show and conductor of this machine is Kalen Lend Your Ear Patterson. Sit back, relax, and turn up your volume to P4P Real Talk.
That intro is just crazy. Hello, everybody. It's another P4P Real Talk, and I've got two special people joining me, Brooke the Brick of Wilkling and Leif Anderson. And they just got some special stories they want to share with us from last year's competitions. Get everybody motivated to have a good one this year. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Brooke and Leif. Hey,
guys.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Man, I tell you, you know, there's some special times when you do the live shows at the different competitions, and then there's some not so happy times. You know, it's just the reality of the sport. You know, there's people that do their best, and some people that you know, have to cheat to think they're doing their best and looking their best, but really they're destroying the fabric of themselves and the people around them. And look, you know, you've done some great things, you know, as a competitor, but I think it's just so much better what you've done as a person to increase it. So, you know, fill the people in, just let them know who you are, introduce yourself to the masses, and let them know a little bit about yourself, and then we'll go into what happened.
Cool. Thank you for the introduction. First off, I just want to say thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm Brooke the Brick. New pro, new kid on the block. Been weight training now for about 12 years. Started when I was 15, 27 now. Made some progress, but I'm definitely not done. So there's some more stuff I want to do. And yeah, that's, you know, definitely true what you said about you know, what happened before. You know, some people trying to around the system, and you know, it ruins it for some people. That's definitely true.
Yeah. And it, you know, I've always said this, and it's been something that's near and dear to my heart. I said, because you know, all right, we can correct it and we can fix it, but you can't get that moment back. You know, what you have on stage is your time, because it's your work, it's your effort, it's your heart that you put into it, and then it gets almost stripped away because somebody decided, you know, I'm going to bypass the rules and try to get away with it. And that's what happened, you know, with your scenario where, you know, you gave your heart, you went with your best, and you know, you were right where you needed to be. And someone decided, you know, maybe not for you today, because I'm going to break the rules. So just, you know, expound on that and fill them in.
Well, I mean, it was really rough mentally. At the time, you know, when it happened, you know, I was like, all right, you know, whatever. You know, I guess the relief of being done with my prep kind of, you know, took the forefront of my mind until the next day, and I woke up, and then, you know, then I was angry, you know. not, I mean, yeah, a little bit him, but I guess I was kind of angry that it was able to happen.
Yeah.
And it definitely set me up for a difficult time mentally in my next prep, you know, because, you know, anyone that competes, you know how much goes into it. You know how much energy goes into it. You know, and there's so many times you want to quit. And, you know, I remember being on an elliptical and thinking to myself, I can't have this happen again. You know, what am I going to do if this happens again? Mm-hmm. You know? And, you know, there were times when, yeah, you know, it gets hard mentally, but I thought to myself, you know what? Forget about it. It happened already. You know, I'm not going to worry about him and his decisions, because that's something he's going to have to live with now. I just wanted to focus on myself, and I came in another 5 pounds tighter for my next contest, you know, and we know it went my way. So if anything, it's just fuel the fire.
Yes. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, happens, especially in this new day and age, is in social media, there was plenty of people that wanted you to, you know, get the pitchforks and the torches and, you know, burn down the house until you got justice. And you did something that was, you know, unique, because you said, no, it you know, that was him cheating, and I'm not going to make it worse. I'm going to actually, you know, find a way to make this right. You know, and you started, like you said, you came in harder and you came in better, and you had your day. Granted, it's a bad situation. That's the one thing I want everybody to understand. We're not making light of somebody cheating. The thing we're saying is you had to be a better man, because really your life was affected because of this person cheating.
I had a lot of people, you know, they were like, oh, you know, try and petition or whatever, write letters to try and change it. I was like, no, I don't want that. I don't want, you know, to win my pro card because I, you know, went and did some stuff and had it fixed. I wanted to win it fair and square, you know, present time, real time.
Yes.
Because I, you know, I won. So, you know, that wasn't my night. It was done. It's over with. But my plan was, you know, to do it, you know, definitively my next contest.
Yes. Hey, Brooke, for the listeners that really, they kind of don't know the backstory on this, why don't we kind of start from the beginning to at least give a rundown of what actually happened? Because I'm not sure everybody's aware of what went down.
On stage, or so.
No, I mean just a rundown of how.
So 2013 OCB Arizona National, I believe. I was the lightweight, or not lightweight. I'm sorry. I was in the short class. They're short, medium, tall. I took second to Jason Strahan in that class. He went on to defeat the medium and tall for the overall, and he was awarded his pro card. You know, at the time I thought, okay, cool, you know, the better guy beat me, whatever, it's over with. And then you know, a couple weeks later I got a screenshot from one of the other competitors. You know, he texted it to me, and you know, it was of the placings, and there was a DQ by his name, and I was like, well, what's that about? So I looked into it, and turned out he got disqualified for prescription diuretic use after the fact. And they gave the win to who took second to him in the finals, which I was a bit upset about at the time, because I thought that, you know, had I rightfully won the short class, I had a good shot at winning the overall. So that's pretty much what happened there.
Yeah, that was a popular consensus, too. You brought the heat for that show. You looked absolutely amazing. And, you know, Brooke, you've always been a class act. If you get edged out by a better bodybuilder on that day, you know, you've always been a good sport and gracious no matter what the judges have decided. It's just kind of, it's definitely a jab when the one individual that standing in your way from that pro card that you had been plugging away on, and that was the thing that you've been striving to achieve, it was literally robbed of you. And it's not as easy as just passing that trophy and pro card down a notch, because, you know, you kind of robbed of the chance even to compete in the overall.
Exactly.
And it was really, I mean, just kind of added insult to injury. And, you know, it's the lack of, you know, it was kind of, I hate to say this, but it was kind of brushed under the rug. You know, we didn't hear anything about that until, like you mentioned, somebody actually screenshot at that and sent it over to you, because I think if that wasn't done, nobody really would have even recognized it.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people upset. The one person that really kind of took it in stride was you, Brooke. So, I mean, that was really, I mean, that's just a clear indication of, you know, just what kind of competitor and man that you are. You took it in stride, because there was a lot of us that were kind of calling, like you said, for the torches and the pitchforks to kind of go after some people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And,
well,
yeah, go ahead.
And the thing, too, in the long term, yeah, like I said, I was irritated with him, but I was more upset with the system, and I felt like the system had failed. You know, so for me, it was just one case of a bigger issue that needed to be fixed.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And, you know, when you're having something like that happen, it takes a lot out of you. You know, it takes the wind out of your sails. And it is a struggle because, you know, the one thing you ask, and, you know, it's the one thing you go to sleep with, is what's it all about? You know?
If
go ahead.
Yes, sir. I yeah, the thing that made that so hard was, you know, in the past, the mindset was and should be, if I work hard enough, I do everything right, I come in the way I'm supposed to, and I'm the best man, I'm going to win. You know,
yes.
I'll be rewarded for my hard work. Well, that incident set me up for mentally the hardest prep, that next contest, because, you know, doing my cardio, going to bed hungry, prepping all my meals, in the back of my head, it was like, what if it doesn't matter? And that really was difficult to deal with.
Yes, I wholeheartedly agree. And, you know, at least as a coach, you know, that's got to be one of the hardest hits to take. And then, you know, how do you console your competitor?
See, you know, and that was really the thing. It's, you know, Brooke, he invests, he's been doing this for a long time. I mean, this bodybuilding is who Brooke is. He invests his heart, his soul, every moment. There's no 12 weeks out, Brooke the Brick becomes a bodybuilder. That's not the way. Brooke and I have lived together. You know, he's one of my best friends. I can say that. I mean, he's been with me through a lot of highs, a lot of lows. So I know him very well. He does this 12 months out of the year. You know, this is what he does. So to invest as much as he did, for every time he steps on stage, and that have that kind of that whole experience tainted moving forward, I did kind of have to talk him off the cliff a few times, because there was just that nagging doubt of, I'm doing all this effort, and for what, if somebody's going to just kind of swoop in there, and I hate throwing out the word cheat, but in this specific scenario, that's exactly what happened. There was no misunderstanding.
Yeah.
And honestly, there was, and this is that insult to injury, there was no remorse. There was no remorse at all. And so it's just one of those things. It was an eye-opening experience for both Brooke and myself, of just how much of that is going on in the sport.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we kind of, we're not one to be, you know, we got to move forward. We can't move backwards. But to move forward, part of that was kind of to make right of a lot of the situations. So Brooke reached out to a lot of people. And again, the unfortunate reality is there was not a lot of people that were willing to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to keep things quiet, because, I mean, by doing the right thing, that would kind of shine a spotlight that the ball was dropped at some point.
Yeah,
so it's, we, you know, Brooke is so physically and mentally tough. You know, he did, of course, put the past behind him, move forward. But what makes this story, I think, even more admirable and interesting is what actually happened with the promoters of the show that the following year stepping up, and then what after that, too. And I'll let Brooke tell that story. But that's probably one of the greatest things that I've never had. With all Brooke's achievements in life and on the stage, I think this is probably one of the most things that I was most proud and impressed that he's done.
Well, I was very proud. I'm not going to kid you. That's one of those where you say, you know, man, if there's ever a time, especially like right now, where we can share that moment,
mm-hmm.
just to show the kind of guy that we're talking about. Because people hear the story, you know, you say, well, you should have done this and you should have done that. He didn't wait. I mean, that was
mm-hmm.
just like when he had the ball in his hand, he didn't drop it. He ran
right.
with it. So go ahead, Brooke, and share with the world, you know, how you did your business.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. The following year, I was invited to the next edition of that contest, and they did award me the first place trophy, you know, for the short class. You know, didn't exactly solve the issue, but I did appreciate the sentiment on their part, and I did make that known to them. It was nice to at least be acknowledged after the fact. But then I had a predicament on my hands. I was sitting on a first place trophy and a second place trophy that I was originally awarded when I got the shaft, you know, the previous year. So what I did was I found the gentleman that took third in our class behind me. They actually took some work, you know, getting a hold of him. 'cause I didn't have his phone number. And I didn't,
tracked him down.
What's that?
I said you went and tracked him down.
Yeah, I tracked him down, and I found his brother on Facebook. And then, so then I got his number, and we were texting back and forth trying to make our schedules work. And eventually I ended up being able to meet up with him. And I actually got him the second place trophy because I thought that that's what he deserved. Because I wasn't the only one that got screwed that night. He got screwed too because he didn't get third. He got second, and I thought he deserved that.
And, you know, especially with, you know, what you would, you know, having to put out the fires, having to keep the firestorm from becoming, you know, a big debacle, and basically just staying the person that you are, not who you were, who you are and growing into. It just meant so much, you know, and you making the video basically to call off the dogs. It was just so many things you were doing to basically stay you, you know, because you were angry and you could see it. You were frustrated, you could see that, and you were going through a hard time, you know, even wanting to keep up with even competing. And everybody
yeah.
could see that, and you're still thinking outside the box and, or, you know, with the next guy and the next guy. I mean, it's never a time where I've been more respectful and more honored to say, I know that guy, to when, you like, it seems like every time you had something else come up, you did something better. And that just kind of floored me that no matter what was being thrown your way, you still found a way to make it right, positive, and successful. And that speaks well of you as a person. That's what I'm saying. This goes beyond, I like the way JB says it all the time. You know, being natural is more than just testing. You know, it's who you are. And this is the best example of that. Everything about you says, you know, character. You know, working hard, doing what you're supposed to, and still finding a way to make it right. And you did that, man. That's just awesome. And, you know, much respect and much love. We've corresponded. I was just blown away then, and I've always held that in my heart. That was just, if I ever had an opportunity and say, you know, thank people to you for this, you know, real talk, but we can share this moment to the world. So, you know, bad things happen. You know, that's life. Bad things happen all the time. We're always hit with something, you know, whether it be death, car, you know, something that can slow you down, but it don't stop you. Because, you know, it that was a hard blow to you, but, you know, for you to just keep coming back with something better, just great job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Much love and respect to you as well, of course. We've been talking for a while, and I've known you for a bit, you know, a few years, and, you know, you've always been great to me, and I appreciate that. And to me, being negative in that situation, you know, internally, there was some negativity, of course, but I couldn't let that dictate my actions because I had a bigger goal, which needed, you know, positive attitude, you know, really trying to control my mindset. And the way I look at it, you know, bodybuilding is something I want to be doing for, the next 30, 40 years, you know, my body will let me. And so to let something happen this soon, ruin that for me and ruin bodybuilding's role in my life, I wasn't going to let that happen. You know, that's small stuff in the grand scheme of things for me and where I see myself in the sport 10, 15, 20 years down the road. And I don't know what the other gentleman's plan was, you know, the guy that took third, but, you know, I figured in the scheme of things, maybe that might help him too, you know, if he was going through some negativity as well and, you know, feeling the same way I was. So I didn't feel it was fair at all for me to get my just due and not see to it that he got his. That would just be completely unfair, you know, of me to do. So it really wasn't much of a choice the way I saw it.
And that's what makes you you, man. That's what meant to you. Now, Lee, again, I got to throw it back over to you because, like I said, there was plenty of us, you know, myself included. You know, what can we do to rectify this? How can we fix this? Because, you know, we know Brooke's character, and there's a lot of us doing, I don't want to say behind the scenes, but basically giving our voice, lending our voice to try and get this straightened out. And, you know, like you said, as a coach, I mean, that's got to be so deflating to say, you know, I know he's going in at his best. He's got a good chance to win it.
And, you know, like, you know, when you're at the show and you see it live, it's like, well, you know, yeah, the guy was better. And, well, you know, dang. But then you find out why, and it's like, well, shoot.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely frustrating. You know, with Brooke, you know, we knew, you know, if it wasn't at the Mesa show, at some point it's going to be his time. So, like, mm-hmm. with me personally, I knew that Brooke has such focus and such drive, his time will come. You know, it's really the main thing that affected me was seeing the psychological aspect of Brooke where, I mean, Brooke's a strong man, and he doesn't want to say that it got him down. It did, though. It couldn't help but get him down. And Brooke is such mm-hmm. a positive person who goes out. I mean, this story just kind of epitomizes that. He's all about lifting people up. You know, so he never wants to be negative, even in a negative situation. He doesn't want to be negative. But for a little while there was that doubt. With every cardio session, with every training session, there was a little bit of doubt. Whereas, mm-hmm. is this worth it? Is this even worth it? Is natural bodybuilding truly natural? You know, that's a question I hate to say, but a lot of us have. You know, and it's just those bad apples. They're few and far between, but they're there. I mean, it's inevitable. In mm-hmm. any sport, you're gonna have a few bad apples. But I'm happy that, you know, Brooke regained his composure and saw, you know, the real natural bodybuilding with the just the overwhelming support that he received, you know, of people wanting to justify this whole, you know, situation. I'm glad the people that did speak up, that they spoke up, mm-hmm. because Brooke is really not one. And I don't think it's his responsibility to get angry or to say how unfair it is, because he'll take everything in stride, which I think is great.
And he did.
But it was nice hearing that the people that that were appalled at what happened. And again, the lack of remorse in how things transpired.
Yeah.
It's nice to hear that upcry, because that upcry shows real natural bodybuilding is alive and there's a passion for it. You know, mm-hmm. there's going to be those few people who try to bend the rules and try to outsmart the system. But, you know, eventually they're going to get caught, because real natural bodybuilding, real natural bodybuilders are not going to stand for it.
That's right. That's and true. I'm so thankful that everybody stepped in. And Brooke, you know, you do a lot. You know, you put a lot of positive energy out there, and I'm so thankful that a lot of positive energy came back, you know, because, you know, we have a good foundation, you know, and we've got a good good support group and just the niche we have. And I'm thankful that you were able to lean on them and they were actually there for you. Because, you know, a lot of people that are in this sport, like Leap is saying, you know, they haven't been brought up in the manner that we've been brought up in this sport, you know, where you have that care, where you have that concern. You know, it's almost a kill or be killed mentality.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Leap's always been kind of my positive sounding board. You know, myself being so self-critical, you know, leaves, you know, when you're prepping, there's always irrational fears and irrational, you know, doubts, and leaves always kind of quelled those for me. And over time, you know, things get easier and you doubt things less. But when that happened, I mean, doubt went in an overdrive, you know, for obvious reasons. And like Leaf said, you know, I did question things. I'm like, wait, I had to take a step back. I'm like, well, you know, is this even something I want to be involved in if my efforts don't mean anything? And Leaf mm-hmm. definitely kind of kept me centered and just reassured me that the whole scheme of things does not operate that way, and definitely, you know, urged me to stay on track. And I feel like, you know, the positive energy, Kaylin, that you said I put out, I feel like I was able to harvest that positive energy back when I needed it. I feel, had I not put it out there and not planted those seeds, you know, with people and, you know, out in the media and people I know in person, and just plant those seeds of positivity, when I needed that back, I don't think it would have been there. And I definitely relied on that.
And that's the blessings of life, man. I don't want it to go without you saying for that next show when you stepped out primed and ready, and you know how you felt when you realized, you know, this is that moment.
Yeah, I'm excited for this upcoming show.
I was talking about the one where you won the Pro Card.
The Copper Classic.
Oh, the Copper Classic?
Yeah.
Oh, how did I feel?
Yes.
It was heavy. It was heavy. oh, man. I remember distinctly standing there waiting to hear the overall, and I wanted to just walk off stage. Like, in the back of my head, I remember looking up at the lights and thinking, I don't want to hear what's going to come out next out of this man's mouth. I don't want to hear it. I want to go back to my hotel room. I don't want to be here. Can I just leave already? You know, I think what had happened before kind of messed with me a bit. And when he called my name, you know, as the winner, I looked around like someone's trying to punk me, right? Like, like Ashton Kutcher's about to jump out, but like, you're punked, you know? like it has to be a joke. Like, I won? And they're, like, handing me all this stuff. I'm like, for real? Like, no joke, I won? Seriously? And so, you know, and then the other competitors, you know, shook my hand and whatnot, and I'm standing there like, holy crap. Like, really? You know, the photographer was coming out, and I still couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
It was very heavy. You know, I definitely cried a little bit. It was like a bunch of weight. And that anger and frustration was, like, lifted up off of me. Because I carried that around for months. And it just built up and built up and built up. And finally, you know, it just all just dissolved. And, you know, I remember going back to my hotel room and just standing there, and I just started crying. I was happy, relieved. You know, I couldn't believe it. You know, people were calling me, texting me. You know, and I remember just looking in the mirror like, did that really just happen? You know, like an hour ago? And, I mean, even the drive back to Phoenix, you know, I would be driving and it hit me all over again. You know, the realization that I didn't have to be angry anymore.
Yeah.
You know, winning made me happy, but I felt finally vindicated, you know, and that was very heavy. So, and Leaf, you know, Leaf kind of told me, you know, after, like, he's like, I told you. You know, that's gonna happen. I was like, I know. So, you know, having Leaf there, you know, definitely made it real for me, you know, because he through that whole process, you know, kept me level. It was a very emotional experience.
Mm-hmm. And the best thing about it is you had your fitness family there to share it, just like you had them there, you know, to share with you your time of pain. So that time of pride, you get it, and that time of pain, you get it. So, you know, it's so beautiful. And, you know, people get – I've heard people, you know, talking about, you know, what's the point in having a team and bodybuilding because it's just you on stage. And I said, you know, that's singular thinking, and it hurts when I hear it because it's like, okay, when things are going right, everybody's cocky. You know, I said I've had some – you know, I played sports all my life where things are just great. I said, but when you lose – you know, you need some people to turn to. And when your son doesn't go right, you know, a twisted ankle, anything, you know, it's nice to have people you can talk to and they know your struggle. It's not like you're just speaking to somebody that's just nodding their head and hoping you know, shut up so you can go on. You're talking about real life.
That's true. And Lee's been there for, you know, when things are great, when things are awful. I mean, in multiple facets of life, Lee's always been there for me, and I think deep down, you know, us being really close friends, one of the reasons, you know, I did push the hardest, I wanted to make Lee proud, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he's always pushed me to be better and improve. And so, you know, when I did win, and I saw how happy Leaf was, I could tell he was proud. That just made me even happier, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the thing with the, you know, you're right. You know, we step on stage as an individual, you know, and that's what a lot of people talk about when they say it's not a team sport. It's, you know, it's all about the individual. The thing is, though, along the way, along the journey, whether it's your fitness family, you do have a team, whether you want to admit it or not, whether that's a husband,
yeah,
wife, family. There are so many people that are affected and a part of your prep, a part of your journey. You know, and that's one thing I always encouraged as a trainer, as a coach, and now as a promoter. You know, I want to be able to encourage and help promote that family feel, that camaraderie within the athletes. Because this can be a very lonely road. And
yeah,
you can either use bodybuilding to consume your life, which unfortunately a lot of individuals do, or you can use it to enhance your life. You know, so it doesn't have to be where you're doing it alone. Can it be done? Absolutely. We see it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can surround yourself with positive people, with light goals that are encouraging, and I'm not saying just blowing sunshine up your butt, saying, oh, you look
yeah
great, you're going to, you know, it's sometimes we got a little bit of tough love goes a long way.
That's right.
But to have people that genuinely care about you, and not just on the stage, but just genuinely care about you and what's important to you, that's invaluable. You know, to win a show, to win your class, to win a pro card, whatever it may be, that's a very exciting thing to do. But to be able to share these experiences with people that have been with you through the highs and the lows, I really do feel that brings things to a whole another level, and it gives meaning for it. Because at the end
mm-hmm
of the day, a plastic trophy is only going to go so far. A little plastic pro card is only going to go so far. It's these memories that we have that we've shared together. That's the trophy. You know, I'll never forget that weekend. And it's not because you won your pro card that weekend. We shared that with Steph, with Mike Colt, with Robbie Quinn. You know, that is a weekend that I'll never forget. And it has really little to do with the stage. It's the fact that we experienced something together. You know, I don't want everybody able to experience that.
I agree. It's something that everybody should be able to experience, which is, you know, only made more meaningful when you do it as a group. You know,
yeah,
you
no
feed off the energy. We had such high energy going in there. It was awesome. You know, even before the finals, I mean, there was so much energy between us as a group that, you know, it just kind of felt like a freight train. And, you know, we came in the finals and it went our way. But, as a group, it was much, much, much more enjoyable. It was just a blast.
I think it was so nice to see you end up on the poster, and I was like, okay, finally. Finally.
It's funny you mentioned that. Like, you know, I knew that as the winner for the previous year, you know, it would happen, but to actually see it, I'm like, holy crap, that's me.
Yeah.
That's me on a poster, you know. It was just weird in a good way, you know. When I started training, you know, for my first contest in 2010, I never thought I'd be on a poster. Are you kidding me? You know?
Right.
I just never saw it happening, let alone, you know, when in my class or pro card. And then, you know, the other funny thing, I was getting used to having me on the back of a T-shirt, you know, with Stephanie and I on the poster. It was also on the
mm-hmm
T-shirt. Someone would walk by, and I was like, wait, what the, oh, yeah. <It's on a shirt. laughs> You know? So what the heck is that? So, yeah, it's just really neat, and it's, you know, definitely a blessing, everything that we've been able to go through together and accomplish, and I just couldn't be more appreciative of everybody's support.
Well, speaking of support, I got some people that are waiting to say something, you know, to you too. So I'll let them introduce themselves and let them come on and say hello to you.
Cool. Thank you.
Well, I know.
Hey, this is JB.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, man? Oh, sorry. Coming down with a little cold here, but everything's good. I just got caught up in listening to you guys about, you know, the stories and everything you guys been through is phenomenal. I mean, that's what it's truly about, you know. I tell people, like, you know, I never started bodybuilding for a trophy or anything like that, you know. I mean, when I started bodybuilding, man, that was basically like my big brother, keep me out of trouble and stuff like that, and you know, and guiding me and showing me how to be a man and showing me how to, you know, what discipline is and what the, you know, what it is to work for something and stuff like that.
Exactly.
That, you know, you never, and I take that with everything we do, P4P, whatever I do, you know, one thing I can control is I will not let another person outwork me and stuff like that. And I just won't do that. And I'm sort of attracted to people like that too. So when I hear stories like this and things in, you know, other athletes that have similar stories throughout the nation, man, that's the stuff that gets me hyped, motivated, you know, to, you know, go out there every, you know, if I feel a little bit tired, you know, I'm ready, let's do this, you know, type deal. So, congratulations to you, Brooke. And, I mean, you good dude, man. I know Brooke, for a little bit. Joe talked to Brooke, but, Joe had my, if anyone, Joe Manning, my partner in P4P, he had nothing but, you know, everything he said about Brooke was like, this dude is legit. He's a genuine dude and stuff like that. Awesome, you know. And me, you know, I'm behind the scenes. I like to see people in their natural environment, see how they act and stuff like that, and things of that nature. And this dude is legit. He's I'm proud to have even known Brooke, and I'm very happy for him to capture finally his championship. So congratulations, man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It means a lot. That means a lot coming from you. So thank you very much.
And no, I guess, dude. I told you before, man. We'll always have love for you, man. Always.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you there?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hello?
Thank you. I think you're there.
Hello.
Hey, Faye.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hello,
how are
hello.
You?
We got
yes,
Brooke on the line. You want to give him a shout-out? Because I know you guys go way back, too.
I know, Brock. I remember him way back when, in those first few competitions. And he actually sent, so congratulations on everything. That's pretty amazing. And I follow you on Facebook and watch your journey. And it's such a great thing to watch and very inspiring.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I still remember, I think you were the one, like, you had the Mortal Kombat soundtrack that you sent me.
Yeah, yeah,
and the
yeah,
song. Because we were looking for it. You're like, I'll totally send it. And I'm like, this is one cool guy. So, but congratulations.
You.
Yeah, you really just have, like, you know, like you were saying, great work ethic. You work freaking hard. This isn't an easy thing to do. And you stick with it. And that takes a lot. It takes a lot for sure.
It does. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. I'm glad you got a kick out of that soundtrack. I had a few requests for that after the show. People were like, where did you get that soundtrack?
Yes, exactly. And you sent it. And my husband, like, we've been looking for just that single. And so it was great to get that. And we listen to it all the time, actually, because it's a great, it's like one of those songs that just pumps you up, totally. So it's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, that was not easy to get a hold of either. But I knew I wanted the soundtrack. Like, how do I even get a hold of it?
Yeah. It is hard to find.
That's
true. Lee, you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay,
still here.
Now, we got the Hustle Mayhem still coming up in September. I know
someone
you guys
had a party.
Yeah, I think somebody at a party. It sounds like it.
Yeah.
What happened?
It sounded like somebody had a party.
Background noise going.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I know. I'm at the gym right now.
Oh, well, then that explains it.
Yeah, I'm just getting a little bit of feedback, but it could be because I'm on my headset.
Okay.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
Okay, is that better?
Yeah. No, okay. I'm still hearing it.
It's worse?
Yeah, I'm just getting a little bit of feedback, but it could be because I'm on.
No, we're hearing an echo from you.
Hello?
I know. I'm hearing an echo too. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just finishing up work.
Okay.
That's why.
Look at her dedicated to her workouts.
There you
I
go.
Know.
Okay.
Okay. Gotta get it in.
Go ahead.
Okay,
and get
bye.
It.
Right,
bye.
Yeah. I'm just finishing
up work.
Okay. All right. Hey, what's going on with Muscle Mayhem, brother?
All right. So, as you know, the Mayhem, we're donating all the proceeds and ticket sales and sponsors. That's going to Teen Challenge. Amazing venue, 2,300 seats. So with that many seats, you know, one of our goals, I want to fill that auditorium. You know, doing some great work for a great charity. It's a pro qualifier for all the amateur divisions. The thing is, though, we actually capped the amateur entries to 150 just to make sure that, every single athlete gets the time and attention that they deserve on stage. Actually, Joe and JB, you guys were two of the first people that approached me when I announced the show, and that was the first time that I actually got to speak with you both in depth, to kind of share what our visions of the sport were, love for the sport, our love for the athletes. And you want to talk about a match made in heaven? It's the Mayhem and P4P. We align so much in what our what our mission is in this industry. So, I couldn't ask for a better match. And what they offered, they actually wanted to offer $500 for the best posing, which is, that's almost unheard of around. So they wanted to really swing for the fences, right, which I was so, so appreciative of. And then actually a few weeks ago, I was in Madison, at the Ford's show, and I was approached by a young lady.
Ford Sheridan.
Yep. I was approached by a young lady named Karen Heisman, and she expressed that I'd never met her before. Very sweet, young woman. She actually asked what she could do for the Mayhem, and she actually donated $500 on the spot.
Wow!
Donated $500, so just to help out with the Mayhem. And so we added that $500 to the P4P $500. So now we're offering $1,000 for the best male and female. $1,000
cash.
I better start practicing.
So, and that was one thing where, as corny as this may sound, it almost brought a tear to my eye. That this is not, the Mayhem is not my show. It's not my show. It's our show.
Mm-hmm.
It's by athletes for athletes, so to have at the time a complete stranger, come up to me and just selflessly ask, what can I do for the sport? What can I do for the athletes? This is absolutely amazing. So, thank you, Joe, JB, Karen, for just going above and beyond to just take care of your own, take care of our athletes. Because it's hearts like that, that is going to make our sport grow. It's going to make natural bodybuilding, it's going to put us on the map. It's going to legitimize our sport.
Yeah.
So we have $1,000 going out for best posing presentation. We've gotten amazing media support, too, with Midwest Muscle for Natural Inside Bodybuilding, with P4P Productions. You guys are amazing at getting the word out, so we have some great coverage there. We actually have 4 magazines covering the show.
There you go.
which is absolutely awesome. I love being able to get out, get the names and the images of our natural body, but it's nice to actually get them some recognition. Not only do we have the magazines are covering the show, providing contest coverage, but the amateur bodybuilder winner is going to get the cover of Natural Mag International. The natural bikini winner, the amateur bikini winner is going to get the cover of Natural Bikini Magazine. And then the amateur figure winner is going to get the cover of Natural Gains Magazine. And then all three of those covers, those athletes also get inside features in the magazine too, which I think is great. And that's one of the things we wanted to do with Mayhem is just to really feature our athletes, you know, make them feel like the stars that they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then so
hats off
for the
Ben doing that.
What's that?
I said hats off to Ben for putting that out there. That's pretty big.
Yeah, no doubt. I couldn't ask for any more.
Oh, definitely. You know, shout out to Ben Yosef. If I can interject a little bit, and a little background on Karen Heisman. Karen Heisman was one of the people who believed in P4P from the jump. And when I say from the jump, I'm talking about like, you know, our office was like in our car type stuff. You know, we ain't had no products. We ain't had nothing. I mean, we ain't had nothing, man. We were going through legal Zoom for our legal matters. I think we went through GoDaddy for the website. Joe was the one who made that website. And from that point on, man, you know, we just went from coffee shop to coffee shop, from gym to gym to studio to studio. And, you know, everybody's like, you know, where's your product? I said, we ain't got none. But I said, I tell you what, let me tell you about this P4P thing. And then, you know, at that point, all we had was our word, and we were for real type deal. And she was one of the ladies that jumped in there and helped us, I mean, for free. She helped us a lot with what and there's so many more people from the beginning that jumped in. She was one of them that jumped in from the beginning, just wanted to see me and Joe make this happen. And, you know, as we go along, we don't forget anybody. We're loyal individuals and stuff like that. So we definitely will revisit those people. But she was one of the people that would help us with our photography because she's like a really good photographer. She would, you know, do photo shoot with our athletes for free. She would help us with our social media and stuff like that. Because at that time, me and Joe didn't know anything. I mean, you talking about two bodybuilders. I never was even on social media before I started P4P and stuff like that. So you talking about, you know, this is something where it was a dream, but it took a lot of people like Karen Heisman to help us go further. And you know, I definitely give a shout out, and her giving $500, that doesn't surprise me, and that's just who she is. And
awesome.
So the thing, and you know, I keep my circle tight, man. And the thing is I have the people who I surround myself is people who I want to be like and stuff like that. And there's all shapes and forms. And you know, I'm a little bit, you know, I don't get into all that, you know, mushy stuff. There's a few times where I'll get emotional and stuff like that. But the people who I surround myself is people who I want to be like. When me and Joe recruit athletes, it's athletes who we admire and we want to be like or shoot for, either through bodybuilding or other things they're doing. And you know, and that's the thing, you know, they tell you, you know, you can tell a man by the company he keeps. And you know, I like to keep people like that. So Karen Heisman was a big part of P4P, and it doesn't surprise me. I mean, dude, she's like, she got a hookup up in Minnesota. She letting us stay at some place for free. And I mean, that's just Karen Heisman. And so, you know, big shout outs to her for, you know, contributing. And also helping out on everything, so that's awesome.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, it's good. Like with Brooke and I were talking about, Lisa and I were saying, you know, without the support, this really doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes a whole lot of people to to make these moments real and reality for the people that still are, you know, growing up in it and learning. And I'm just thankful that we're blessed the way that we are, that we can keep coming together in a positive aspect, because it's, you know, it's negative out there every day, all day.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell you right now, man, the two shows this year that, in my opinion, that are going to be the shows of all shows is Muscle Mayhem,
mm-hmm.
and North American July 25th, Brian McCabe. Those two shows, man, I'm getting front row seats with popcorn. There's some competition in those shows. I mean, those two shows is what I got in bodybuilding for. That competition that I'm seeing is, man, I'm telling you, man, I'm going to be giddy the whole day and stuff like that. And I'm making sure I'm going to be something special. Those two shows, I think, will outdo every show there is this year, Natural Bodybuilding.
That's the goal.
Right.
Brooke, are you still with us?
I like it. Yeah.
Speaking of the North Americans, rumor has it that's actually where Brooke's going to be making his debut. And I hear that he's going to Meshack, too. So
yes, sir.
Hold on, what'd you say?
That's what I'm prepping for right now. My first pro show ever is going to be the North American. And
okay.
I'm going to be stepping out on that, and then I'll be at the main. Those are two shows I got lined up for this year.
So, Meshack,
that is the best show you
pick. Listen to this, Meshack. And I hope you bring your A game, because Brooke is gunning for you.
But you know, Cleveland's gonna be in there too.
We'll see what happens.
It's gonna be real. I'll tell you, Brooke's gonna be in there too. Oh man, I'm gonna have my 3D glasses on for this.
I need IMAX.
Yeah, but Brian's going to have to do something with all that muscle on that stage. They're going to have to do something with IMAX definitely the show of
it. I know someone that had a video recorder or something.
Oh,
someone
better
take this.
You best believe that. Hey, you better be ready, woman. You're going to be running all over the place just like me.
But man, that's one of those shows right there is, I mean, dude, here's the thing, man. That's the stuff that I want to see, man. I'm a bodybuilding fan from when I was 9 years old. And my thing is that, dude, that's what I like to see. And those are shows that should be put out there, because I think the audience deserves that. I think the athletes deserve that. Nobody wants to go to a show. Every true competitor wants to compete against the best, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
I mean, these shows are going to be top tier, top of the line. There's going to be top of the line competitors there. And as a new pro, I'm just honored to be able to share the stage with these guys and have them push me to the next level, you know, to where I want to be, you know, because these, you know, like Cleveland and Meshack, you know, those are the guys.
Yeah, that's about our Darren's team going to be in there. Who else is going to be there? There's so many that's gonna be in there. It's crazy. And my thing is that hold up, Meshack listening right now. Don't believe that, Meshack. Brooke coming to get you. Brooke is coming to get you.
Hey, before we get too far, because you know we only got a couple of minutes left for the show. Brooke, you know, not only are you a new pro, and you've also taken another step in life, and now. You're
new
something else. You want to give a shout out to your support?
What's that?
You want to give a shout out to your main supporter? Your new
Well, you know, I got Leaf and the crew. I got my wife Carly. She's been fantastic. All you ladies out there know that us bodybuilders are not always the easiest to coexist with. So I definitely want to thank her for that.
That's true.
You know, oh yeah, she's definitely a patient woman, and I appreciate that. you know, carbs start dropping, patience got to rise a little bit. You know, I want to thank everybody, you know, that's even said a single kind word or, you know, commented something. It really put perspective that you're not doing this by yourself.
Yeah.
A lot of times it does seem like a solitary sport. So even if someone just says, hey, you know, how's it going? Or they notice blah, blah, blah. It helps. Every little bit helps. Leaf, you know, we've been through a lot, and you've been with me on this journey since the very beginning. And I just want to say thank you.
Yeah, I love you, brother.
Everything you've been, man. Love you too. And I look forward to the future. It's just gonna get better, man. You know, just everybody. Everybody's been awesome. Kaylin, you know, thank you as well. You know, for making everything happen that you have. You know, JB, Joe, everyone at P4P, I love what you guys are doing for the sport, making it better for the athletes, you know, with every action you guys are in.
Amen.
And I think, you know, the direction that you guys are going in, it's only going to make the sport better for the athletes, and it's going to make it more rewarding. So as a competitor myself, I just want to say thank you.
No, hey, man, thank you. We do it. Dude, you are the reason why we do this. And my thing is, Brooke, we ain't done yet, brother. You hold on to this around June or July. We're about to bring out something that's going to shake the rafters and stuff. So we're not done yet, man. We're not even close to done. But my thing is athletes like you do, what you told me, what the whole thing that you said earlier about how you gave that dude that trophy, that's what natural, that's what I'm talking about, man. Natural bodybuilding isn't in a cup. It's who you are, man. It's how you, you know, it's, and that's what I'm saying is we get in so much of, you know, drug testing and all that stuff, boom, boom, cheaters and all that stuff. But sometimes we forget to shine lights on stuff like that you don't see nowhere else and stuff like that. And what he, that story that he just told about when he gave that dude that trophy because he thought he deserved it, that's special.
Yeah.
That's special. And you don't hear stories like that. And that's and all the organization, including myself, shame on us for not putting those stories out there, because we're not just a bunch of cheaters or we're not a bunch of people who bicker with each other. Man, when I go backstage and I get with these athletes, ain't no one backstage sitting there talking about what organization you from and what testing you do and all that stuff, man. Everybody back there helping each other like they know each other. And that's what I'm talking about.
Well,
amen.
Yeah, I agree.
You
bumping
down?
Yep. I'm still here.
Okay, go. You got the last 30 seconds, buddy. Run us out.
All right, I'll make it quick. You know, like all DFAC shows, top two in every single class qualify for Worlds, and I'm actually going to be paying the winners their entry fee into Worlds. Because in the DFAC, all roads lead to Miami. I want to make sure that I'm helping as much as I can get people to Miami. We got $10,000 in pro bodybuilding, pro figure with equal payouts. The team award, I didn't want to downplay the team award, but I haven't talked much about it because we got something historic planned for this. But I don't want teams to enter just for the prize. I want them to enter just for the love of the game, you know, for that team camaraderie. So I'm going to kind of keep that on the down low. And then, of course, we have those custom Cordillo belts for all the amateur and pro winners, too.
Yeah.
So much yet to be released.
Nice.
So much left to be announced. A lot of the stuff, we're going to keep it under wraps for a while, but I can promise you this, the Mayhem is going to be a can't-miss event. So I hope to see it, whether it's on the stage or in the stands, I hope to see everybody there.
All right. That's why.
All right.
I like it.
Thank you so much for everybody. I really appreciate everything you guys put out there. I hope people understand, you know, we are about, and if you don't know, you're learning. And if you're learning, you're growing. And if you're growing, you know it. So I appreciate everybody that, you know, jumped in here. Thank you so much. P4P is not just real talk. It's real people and trying to do some real things. So thank you, everybody. God bless you all.
One more thing. Don't trust me. Trust my hustle.
All right, guys. We are done.
Have a good night, everybody.
All right. Thanks,
good night.
Kayla.
Good night.
Bye, folks.